Today marks the 200th day in a row of above normal temperatures for Alaska. Even in a string of unusually warm years for the state, that is a remarkable run. Brian Brentschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage who closely tracks climate data and trends. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with him regularly as part of a new segment, Ask a Climatologist. Brentschneider says the daily average statewide temperature is based on an index of 25 cities across Alaska.
Individual cities may have a few below normal days sprinkled in here and there, but on the aggregate, it's been above normal every single day of 2016, except for one, and that was February 19th.
And how unusual is that?
Well, the last 2 years, 2014 and 2015, were the two warmest years on record in Alaska, dating back to 1925, when they started keeping stats. Each of those 2 years had at least 60 days that were in the lowest third of temperature categories. And this year, we've had no days in the lowest third of temperature categories, and only one day that was even slightly below the normal. So it's almost a near certainty that 2016 will be the warmest on record for Alaska.
And we keep talking about these warm ocean temperatures around Alaska. How much is that a factor?
Well, it's definitely a factor. You've got this unlimited reservoir of warm ocean water, which facilitates warm temperatures in the air right above that water. And so it really acts as a floor for how low temperatures can go.
And what are you seeing in the August data for those temperatures in the ocean?
For the ocean temperatures surrounding Alaska, and I'm talking mainly south, so Gulf of Alaska, Bering Sea, 2016 was the summer water temperatures were the second warmest on record. Last year was the warmest on record, and 2014 was the third warmest on record. So it really goes to show how anomalously warm the atmosphere and the environment is around Alaska that really is preventing us from having even normal temperatures.
Brian Brentschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. Do you have a climate change question for Brian? Email akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.